You're listening to The Pulse
on URN.
Hello, we are Genonymous and we are running for SU President.
I'm Jess Salisbury.
Hi, my name's Emma Connor and I'm running for SU President this year.
Hi, my name is Ismail. I'm a third year economics student from the beautiful island of Sri Lanka and I'm running to be your next SU President.
Hi, my name is Dipan Patel. I'm running on a platform of reform and I'm running for SU President.
Hi, I'm Mary McCarthy and I'm going to be running for SU President in the upcoming elections.
SU President.
Why are you running for SU President?
We are running for SU President to bring an end to the people that think that you can just use the presidential position as just a paid gap year. We want to make sure people are thinking about it when they run, and also because we want to be SU President.
I think because I've been involved in lots of different areas of the SU, you know, sports, arts, volunteering, obviously my course, I thought, why narrow it down to one area? I enjoy being in a leadership role, so I thought it was probably the best one for me.
I have had so many great experiences thanks to the SU. I've got involved with a couple of great things, but also I've seen a lot of ways in which the SU could be made better. So I really wanted to make sure that others had the great experience that I have, that I've had, but also that these things that could be made better are made better, essentially.
In my three-year journey here in Nottingham, much of my education has happened outside of the classrooms. And whether you know it or not, the student union influences your life here in more ways than one. It upsets me that many people are unaware what the SU does, what it stands for, and how it can help you make the best time here at university. So I feel I have like a lot of previous experience within the SU, so I would like to make sure everyone has a great time here. So that's one of my motivations to run.
There's a lot of things that the SU cannot do. The SU president is effectively powerless. In other university unions, the SU president has a bit more say over decision making, whereas in our union, the SU president has almost no say. The fact is that there are a group of unelected bureaucrats that control all of the decisions about all of the student policy. This group is unelected, it's unaccountable, quite frankly. It just shows a massive democratic deficit, and it shows that they cannot possibly represent the students if they aren't chosen by the students.
So this year I've been president of the Ladies Hockey Club, and it's a job that I've absolutely loved every second of. I've learned so much about how a club runs, how the university runs, and I just love helping people out. This is something that I want to bring to a wider scale and help out the whole university. I have a motto in my life that if you have any complaints about something, you can't complain about it unless you do everything you can to improve it. And that's what I want to do.
What are the key points of your manifesto?
Quite simply, we want to improve lectures. We want to make them more interesting. We want to improve the mental health services. We want to work out the finances for the university. And generally, we just want to make the university a more fun place to be.
So I've got six areas. I won't bore you by going into every single one, but they should be relatable to everybody. So they are welfare, education, diversity, arts, sports, and cohesion. They cover all my welfare points. Some of the top ones are improving the welfare knowledge of staff. So like the tutors, they need to have a better knowledge of the welfare services we have, and also how to create a non-judgmental and open environment in their tutor groups. Other stuff, so cohesion, that's talking about the SU website and how everybody hates it and how we can kind of go on to make that a bit better and kind of have it representative of everyone and all the achievements at uni and not just books, sports.
I think probably the most important one is that food provisions on campus aren't good enough. People with dietary requirements, whether they be medical, personal, religious, the food options just aren't there for them. Even so far as someone who doesn't like mayonnaise in a sandwich, there's only one or two options. So especially when in halls people are paying money for this food and then the options aren't there for them, I think that's a huge problem. Also, Welcome Week really needs to be looked at. International Week isn't long enough, and also EU students aren't invited, which I think is a huge problem because they have the same sort of welcoming issues as other international students, such as opening up bank accounts and things and that like that. Also, SRSs and networks don't get enough visibility, which is such a shame because you do such great work. So I think that needs to be looked at as well.
Some of the themes from my manifesto include inclusivity, welfare and well-being, and employability. Under inclusivity, I would like to merge the International Welcome Week and Freshers Week as a 2 weeks inclusive program, giving you an opportunity to make friends from around the world. Under well-being, I would like to reform the personal tutoring system to make it more personal and give our tutors training to deal with mental health, depression, disability, anxiety and homesickness, so they'll be able to provide you with the right help if needed. Under employability, I would like to tap into the global alumni network and create a much more coherent networking, mentoring and buddy scheme so you get the best career advice. And finally, I would like to celebrate you. What makes Nottingham great is you, our students. So I would like to have inspirational stories of our high-achieving current students and alumni around Portland Building to give you a sense of motivation, pride to succeed at university and at life.
The key point of my manifesto is to reform what is wrong with the ESU. It's to get devolution and fiscal autonomy to the executive of the students' unions, which means more powers going to the officers so that they can make the decisions that they need to make in order to better students' experiences.
My manifesto, it's got sort of 5 or 6 key points, which are things that I want to do. A big push on welfare to essentially improve everybody's well-being, with counselling sessions available on all different campuses. Another point from welfare is I want to make sure that in the first week, so in Welcome Week, there's no lectures. So that would be an academic week zero, just so the whole week is focused around settling in, making new friends and just becoming comfortable. I want to have like microwaves, kettles and toasters available in all the libraries on every campus, and also to try and improve the lectures so it's a bit less stressful. Record the lectures so it's less stressful during exams and everything. It's just a bit more chilled. Another massive thing that I want to do is create a Lenten hub. The majority of students live in Lenten at the moment. Harry Copson nearly had this down a couple years ago when he was student union president, but the landlord pulled out. So I just want to pick up the pieces that he left off and actually get this down. I want to be able to have student cards, top them up, so you can use them on buses instead of always having a pound coin, and also just around cafes and everything. Finally, my last point is to have a student union app. This will have everything online all in one place, so room bookings for societies, an interactive map of campus and all the online websites, so Moodle, Blue Castle, Portal, anything you can think of all in one place.
What's your slogan?
Our slogan is never forgive Jenny Lawrence, never forget Johnny Lawrence.
My slogan is hashtag be visible. It's let's make our students' needs visible, let's make our students' union visible, and let's make our change visible.
It's got you covered on my profile pictures and media and things. I've got a little umbrella.
Ismail goes the extra mile to make you smile.
My slogan is choose the dependable candidate, because it's just a play on my name.
My slogan is making you matter. So URN, I'll be making URN matter.
Why should people vote for you?
They should vote for us because we aren't using this entire platform as a popularity contest. Nobody knows who we are. We are just a voice, and we're not using any friends. We're not really using any BNOC status. We are literally coming into this and we are doing it, and we want to be elected because of our merits rather than because people like us.
I'm a very driven person. If you vote for me, you can guarantee that something's going to get done. I do actually want to make the change visible and make everything that the students' union does visible, because I think at the minute it's quite hidden. As someone who was active in the SU, I didn't particularly know what the SU did, and that's something that really needs changing, and I'm very committed to doing that.
I've thought long and hard about this question. It's a bit difficult to answer, but I picked 3 qualities that I have that I think are important in a president. I'm caring, I'm dedicated, and I've forgotten the last one. Anyway, I think I've had some experience with the SU before, and I know how it works. I even have a job with the SU. So I really think that all my manifesto points are very achievable. and we can make it work and we can make it better.
Some of my ideas and policies applies to each and everyone over here. It doesn't matter if you're based in Sutton, Bonington, Jubilee, Derby. It doesn't matter if you're postgrad, undergrad. For example, one of my ideas is I would like to merge International Welcome Week and Freshers Week as a 2 weeks inclusive program, giving you an opportunity to make friends from around the world. University is a place of ideas of exchange, so the union should make it easier for people to meet from day one.
People should vote for me if they understand the problems that the SU is facing. There is a lack of transparency with decision making that goes on in the SU, and the fact is that it disenfranchises a lot of students. You can see this through the low voter turnout amongst second and third years, who after 1 year experiencing with the SU, they see that it's a pointless institution that doesn't help anyone. It can help anyone if it gets reformed.
People should vote for me because I'm quite a confident person. I'm really approachable. I'm honestly really, really passionate about making other people's lives better. I wouldn't bother running for it if I didn't think that I would be good for the job. I think I'd be good at the role, and I'm really happy to answer any questions anybody has. So if you do, just drop me a message and I'll be more than happy to speak to everyone.
You're listening to The Pulse
on URN.